Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Has Edge revealed his WrestleMania opponents? Plus, there's worrying times ahead for some absent WWE stars. And will Raw ever be cool again? For Wednesday, February the 17th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Acknowledge me as the main event of WrestleMania. Acknowledge me as the champion of choice. Say my name. You understand me? Say my name. That's your cue. Go.
Oh my God, Kevin Owens, a stunner to Reigns!
Who's Edge gonna choose?
Who will Edge face at WrestleMania 37? He has been back and forth between Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, weighing up his options. And he may have given it away in an interview that he did on the Steve Dangle podcast. And Edge was talking about all manner of things, his return, his plans going forward, and was asked the question, when he retired, who he wanted to come back and wrestle. Without blinking, Edge responded with Roman Reigns. For years, I was saying he was getting all kinds of flack, and I never understood it because I know how talented that guy is. I could see the guy that was in there that wasn't allowed to come out character-wise. So he was a guy that I always saw and was like, man, what I could do with that guy. There's loads of them. There really is. A guy like Cesaro or Seth Rollins or AJ Styles. Like AJ Styles, I started in 92. I think AJ started in 96. We've never wrestled, which is insane. We've both been in the industry for that long. We were just separate places. He was TNA or he was Japan and I was WWE my entire career. That's another aspect of coming out of retirement, is all these guys I haven't wrestled that I should have by now. So that's really cool. Lots of love there for Cesaro, for Seth and for AJ. But the speed in which he answered Roman Reigns has got people talking this morning. They teased a showdown at WrestleMania already between these two on SmackDown the other week, where we had Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman basically demanding that Edge pick the Universal title, a belt that he's never held. And Edge is held off from making that decision, and it's frustrated Roman Reigns ever since. So there is some seeds planted for a really interesting feud between these two. I think Roman Reigns now at his most dangerous, and Edge as this veteran on the comeback trail, I think they could make some magic together. And if that's where we go for WrestleMania, I'd be all right with it, I'll be honest.
Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today, today is your day to shine. Make it the best day you've ever had. After all, today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. All you have to do is believe.
There are some very notable absences from the on-screen WWE product right now, those being Andrade, Aleister Black, and Bo Dallas. Remember Bo Dallas? He's probably the most forgotten about out of those three. When Paul Heyman was running Monday Night Raw last year, he really cherry-picked guys like Aleister Black and Andrade in particular to be stars going forward. And when he was removed from that position, it seemed like they disappeared off the face of the earth. During the latest edition of Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer was asked if there was a chance to revitalize Aleister Black, since Paul Heyman seems to have a little bit more power on SmackDown than on Raw. And Dave said, he doesn't have that kind of power right now. If he had power, I could see it, but he does not have that power. Vince does not see anything in Aleister Black or Andrade. Remember, the guys that when Heyman lost his position, I said, are effed. The only one who ended up not being completely effed was Shayna, because I guess they liked the idea of Shayna and Nia Jax, so she got brought back. Pretty much everybody else are with Bo Dallas in catering. When asked about Bo Dallas, Dave said, yes, he is still signed to WWE. He's there, you know, how they say creative has nothing for him. In this case, that's actually true. Usually, when people say that it's something else. I don't know why he's never been cut. They never use him, but they didn't cut him. And they cut all of those guys they cut in April. He's still there. He's still got a job. No idea why or what or anything. It's a big mystery. It must be, I can't even fathom how frustrating it must be. And people will say, oh, great, they're sat at home making money. Why are they complaining? But if you're a passionate professional wrestler, you want to wrestle. And if you're just told no, stay at home, you can imagine the frustration just billowing up in people like Bo Dallas and people like Aleister Black and people like Andrade, who are so good. Just creative apparently has nothing for them. We're sending our best this morning to Montel Vontavious Porter, a.k.a. MVP. He suffered a leg injury on Monday night. It happened in that six-man tag with Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander. He teamed with them to face Riddle and the Lucha House Party. MVP needed help getting to the back, and he was on Raw Talk later that night in crutches. PW Insider have given us an update on that and said following his injury on Raw, MVP travelled to Birmingham, Alabama. That is where their medical team are based. He'll be getting an evaluation there. As of now, we have no word on the nature of his injury, but when we know more about it, of course, we'll let you know more as well. Would be devastating to see MVP taken out of the picture, because he has been an ideal mouthpiece for the Hurt Business, who have been a cornerstone of Monday Night Raw over the past several months. In fact, during the whole pandemic era, I think the Hurt Business have done some of their best work. It'd be a shame to see MVP unable to continue that momentum. Rival Selects have given us some details on the call-up of Damian Priest to Monday Night Raw. The moment he arrived, he was thrust into a story where he and Bad Bunny are best friends in the whole world, and he got a pinfall win over The Miz on his first night in, and seems to be doing all right so far. Fightful Select say the backstage reaction to Priest's recent work has been very, very good. They say that sources within WWE say that Priest is very well liked, and he is turning heads. He turned a lot of heads during his Royal Rumble appearance and again during his debut on Monday Night Raw. One WWE employee has stated they gave Priest a full plate in his first two nights in terms of workload. He did everything they could have expected after being thrown into the mix straight away. Lots of love for Damian Priest. I think he's one of those guys that has all the right assets to make it as a name on the top rosters. I feel like we've had this conversation before, so let's not count any chickens, eh? Io Shirai was chatting to Sports Illustrated about a dream NXT TakeOver opponent, and she dropped in the name Maya Iwatani. She says, she is certainly one of my greatest rivals. If we ever have the opportunity to compete for the title at an NXT TakeOver, I am confident we would put on a great show. It is definitely a dream match for me. Maya Iwatani has been working for Stardom and Ring of Honor over the last few years and has been called one of the best wrestlers in the world, regardless of gender. Iwatani and Io Shirai teasing us with a match at TakeOver. Edward Annis, a.k.a. Teddy Hart, is in jail once again this morning. His run-ins with the law have been fairly frequent over the last 18 months. He is currently being held at the Tarrant County Correctional Centre. He's been detained on charges of possession of a controlled substance, evading arrest, and injuring a child, disabled or elderly person. When we know more about the arrest of Teddy Hart, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com. Josh Barnett, Bloodsport 6, taking place in Tampa, Florida, Thursday, April the 8th. It's part of the GCW Collective Remix, which is taking place throughout the week of WrestleMania. Loads of great independent shows, all under the GCW umbrella. And Bloodsport is looking good on night one. We can reveal that on night one, we'll see the likes of Calvin Tankman and Super Beast and Nolan Edward in action. In fact, I'll give you the full rundown of the card. Bad Dude Tito taking on Calder McColl early on in the night. Calvin Tankman will take on Nolan Edward. Cal Jack and Super Beast going one-on-one. Alex Coughlin and Royce Isaacs will be facing each other. Rocky Romero taking on Simon Grimm, formerly Simon Gotch of the Vaudevillains. J.R. Kratos is going one-on-one with Chris Dickinson. We'll see Jeff Cobb sizing up to Tom Lawler. And John Moxley will be in the main event facing Davey Boy Smith Jr. Big night as part of Bloodsport, a two-night special. And I must say, that's looking like a pretty hot night. Staying with Davey Boy Smith Jr., he's been chatting about the WWE Hall of Fame. He is going to be part of the induction of his father, the British Bulldog. He did an interview with the Metro and said that he has a little idea of what they want to do for the Hall of Fame this year. He says, "I've been starting to pinpoint things. I'm going to have to base that on how much time they're going to allow me. My sister and my mother will be with me on the podium. And how much we're going to have to divide that between the three of us. And who's going to do the induction for him? I'm not sure what or who that might be at this point because of the COVID restrictions. I think it'll just be me inducting Davey, as far as I know. I don't think that they're doing an audience just with fans from the network on the screens," which would suggest they're going to be holding the Hall of Fame in the Thunderdome this year for WrestleMania, which saves the chance of a ridiculous fan running in to try and tackle one of the inductees like that happened the other year. That was stupidity. But what won't be stupidity is seeing the British Bulldog in the WWE Hall of Fame. And finally, will Raw ever be cool again? Carlito, Caribbean Cool, made a return to WWE during the Royal Rumble, and he turned up on Monday Night Raw. And there's been some speculation that he is here for the long haul. He's back to do more stuff on the regular with WWE. However, that doesn't seem to be the case now. He was on the What A Day show with Joe Lowry and revealed his WWE run seems to be done. In regards to his future, Carlito has said, "Who knows? As of now, I'm open to whatever kind of idea is out there. Right now, I'm on my own. I'm just open to whatever comes my way." He was asked specifically about AEW by Joe, and Carlito said, whatever great idea is out there, I'm willing to listen and see if I fit in there somehow. Shame that we won't see more of Carlito. I feel like if we're going to get more of Carlito, we need to see more vignettes, more promos, and more stuff from him, because that's where Carlito really shone. And he looked like a beast when he came back. What is it that Ross keeps saying? Fit as a butcher's dog. A brand new episode of Desert Island Graps goes down tonight. I'm in conversation with indie sensation Billy Starks. We talk all about her career that started very young in the world of professional wrestling, and we get into the origin of the Space Jesus name. It is a wonderful story that I can't wait to share with you on the podcast feed later on today. On Cultaholics Twitch today, not only do you have me playing Legend of Zelda at 2 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, but Jack and Owen are back from 6 Greenwich Mean Time for more Cultaholic FC action on Football Manager. On cultaholic.com, more details can be found on Edge's WrestleMania ambitions. We talked about that at the start of the show this morning. You can find out much more over at cultaholic.com right now. And if you're checking out our Cultaholic YouTube channel, not only will we have reactions for NXT, but also you can check out the channel right now. If you missed it, 10 shocking wrestlers that beat Brock Lesnar. You'll be amazed the people that got the 3 over Brock. We'll go through some of them at youtube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.